There is an opportunity this weekend for people in western Massachusetts to get an unwanted firearm out of the house. The Hamden District Attorney's Office and Bay State Medical Center are conducting a gun buyback. It takes place in Springfield at the Raymond Sullivan Public Safety Complex on Carew Street on Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galooney.
There are no questions asked for anybody who wishes to dispose of an unwanted firearm of any kind. And for that firearm, you will receive a $50 Big Y gift card. And for any automatic weapon, you'll receive two $50 Big Y gift cards. So Big Y, of course, is also a partner and a great community partner in this endeavor and others. And we're hopeful, I think, from a law enforcement and a public health perspective, to get unwanted guns out of people's homes, and they can do so responsibly and with a little incentive if they come on Saturday.
You've done these before, obviously. What kind of response have you had?
We've had a terrific response. We've done this three times in the past few years with our partners Bay State and Big Y. We've had upwards of 75 firearms recovered, so the response is very strong, and it's encouraged us to do more of them.
And again, you said it's no questions asked, so that means what exactly?
That means that if someone pulls up to the facility on Saturday, there will be a police officer and police officers there only to handle the firearms responsibly and to ensure that they're made safe. But that police officer will approach the car, or the person can get out of the car and come up. We'll be right outside the facility on Carew Street. The firearm will be handed over, and then we'll give that person the Big Y gift card if he or she so chooses. And that is really the end of the interaction. No identification is required. No conversation is required. And it can be really as little as 20 or 30 seconds, and that person can go on their way with again, no questions being asked or no conversation about the gun or origins or anything of that nature.
What happens to the firearms after they're turned in?
So the firearms will be taken in by the state police and Springfield Police Department. They'll be insured first and foremost that they're made safe and there's no ammunition. Shortly after the gun buyback, they'll be delivered to a company that specializes in the dismantlement and destruction of guns. And then the metal and other recoverable materials will be melted down or recycled. But the guns are effectively destroyed.
And you don't, the guns are not examined. You don't check them to determine if maybe they'd been used in some past unsolved crime?
We do record some of the information of the guns, but that is not connected to the person who delivers it. Again, we take no information from anyone who delivers the gun. There is, again, no identification, but the gun's serial number and so forth is recorded. And if there is any follow-up, that can happen, but usually the guns are merely just destroyed without any significant follow-up.
Now, who's this program really intended for? I mean, you're obviously not going to get hardened criminals to come in and turn in firearms, but what are you looking to do here? What's the public safety angle that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, we want to ensure that guns don't fall into the wrong hands, Paul. And if we get guns out of homes where homeowners don't want them there, now that gun is not going to fall into a child's hand who can have an accident. That gun is not going to fall into the hands of somebody who will misuse it and use it for an act of violence. And that gun, and I think this is really Bay State Health's objectives here and focus, that gun is not going to fall into someone who is dealing, in the hands of someone who is dealing with an acute mental health issue and make a very bad and obviously irreversible decision with that firearm.